Okay, good evening. So tonight is the sixth night of Chanukah, El Shishi of Chanukah. And so it's the night Rosh Chodesh Teves, Aleph Teves, right? One day Rosh Chodesh this year, so it's Aleph Teves. Okay, so let's talk something a little bit about Hilchos Chanukah. So one of the biggest topics in Chanukah what's that?
The morning picture of the air conditioner?
Yeah, I just turned it, like, they were all on. I just turned them on.
Just turned them on?
No, turned them on.
He just turned it up a lot. It was much lower. It was much colder.
You just turn them off. Okay.
Okay. Okay, so we're going to discuss some Hilchos Chanukah tonight. So one of the main topics in Chanukah, one of the topics that the most questions are asked about, is where to light when you're not home, or you're going to be leaving home, or you're going to be returning home, or someone from the family is not home, etc., etc. So let's talk about that a little bit. So the mitzvah Chanukah, Hadlakas Neiros Chanukah, which is the main mitzvah on Chanukah, of Hadlakas Neiros, is very much built on the home. The mitzvah is to light in your home. And the thing is, though, that the definition of your home for this purpose is perhaps a little bit broader than it might be for other areas, or more broader than the simple understanding of what one's home is. So that if a person is away during Chanukah by someone else's house, and that's where he's staying. He's out of town. He's not in his hometown, and he's staying by somebody else's house. So we consider that to be his home, and that he's able to light the Chanukah candles there, or to be Yotze in some form with the one lighting there. Let's get a little bit more specific. First of all, the first thing to know, though, is that if you are home, b'shas hadlaka, say it comes, let's say you light, for argument's sake, you light at 6 o'clock p.m. where you live, that's the zman that you light hadlakas neiros, Chanukah, and this particular night, 6 p.m., you're home. Later that evening, though, you're going to be leaving, whether you're going out of town or whether you're... whatever it is, you're just going away for the night, or going away for the week, or for a month, whatever it is. But right now you're home. Right now you're home, still home. So even though you may not be planning on eating at home that night or sleeping at home that night, but this is your home and you're home. You haven't left yet, so you're light. It's Zman Hadlaka, so you're light. And that's pretty pashut. And in fact, even if it's a little bit earlier than the Zman that you would normally light. But for example, let's say you don't light at Shkia. Some light at Shkia. Some light at the earliest sunset. But you follow the shittas that you light a certain amount of minutes after Shkia, or maybe by Tseis, or a little bit before Tseis, whatever it is. But this particular night, you're going to be leaving the house, and let's even take the case where you're leaving the house and you're not necessarily going away. You're going to be coming back later that night, but you're going to be out for a number of hours. You're going to a chasna. And you have to leave the house by just around Shkia time. Or maybe you would normally like to leave it a little bit even before, but pushing it, you could stay home till Shkia. So then you should do that. And then after Shkia, you would light. This is what many say, that as long as... Try not to light before Shkia, even though there's a din of lighting from Plaga Mincha, B'Shas HaChak, B'Shas HaTzarech, but that we try not to utilize that. And try to... But once it's Shkia, once sunset, you could light. And it's kedai to do that rather than to light perhaps many hours later than when you come back at 1 in the morning or whatever it may be. It's kedai to light then, to do the mitzvah then, even if you come back before 1 in the morning. But you're going to be away for sure during the Ikur Shas HaLaka. You're going to be away, and especially if you're going to be at a place where you're going to want to eat and you're going to be involved in other things. So you light at your house after Shkia. Okay, but even if you're leaving home, meaning leaving that you're going out of town, But right now, you're still home. B'shas that that you could do the mitzvah, so you do the mitzvah at home, and you're yosein. Even though you set yourself up then in a different residence that night, you don't have to light again that night. The following night, if you're staying in that place a couple of nights, so the following night you'll light over there. But tonight you light at home. Okay. Now. So let's talk about the case where you're home and say your wife is not home at this moment. Either she's not home right now, she'll be home a little later that night, or maybe she's out of town for the night. She went out of town for a close friend's chasana, and you stayed home, the husband stayed home. So the halacha is that when he lights, his wife is yotzi with his halakha. Wherever she is, she's yotzi with his halakha. Certainly, if she's within the same time zone, even though she may be in a different city or even a different country. But as long as she's within this, I mean, different country is not likely she's in the same time zone, but anywhere within the same time zone for sure. But not only that, but many poskim say that even if the woman is in a different time zone, even if one person is in one time zone and the other person in a different time zone, could still be yotze. So, for example, if you're in Eretz, your wife's son went to Eretz Yisrael for her niece's chasana, and you didn't go, so she could be yotze with your adlaka. Even though by the time you light, it's already the middle of the night there in Eretz Yisrael, but you could light the neiros in your house, and she's yotze, and she doesn't have to make any arrangements to be to light in any other way. She lives at home. She's just away from home for a period of time, and you're home, so you're yotzi. Now the chesaron there though is that if she's not present at any other hadlaka, so she won't hear the brachos, and then there is a shaila if she should make a birchas haroah, because this is a halacha. We know that if a person is not lighting at all, one particular, he's not lighting and nobody's lighting for him. He's away from home and he's not in any place that he could possibly light, and nobody's in his house lighting for him. So he's supposed to make a bracha when he sees candles burning, he sees somebody else's candles that they lit l'shem mitzvah, he's supposed to make a bracha sha'asa nisan lavoseinu. So the question is though, let's say you're away from home and someone is lighting for you, you are being yotzi the mitzvah by somebody else lighting for you, like this woman who's went to Eretz Yisrael for her niece's chasana, and her husband's lighting in the house, and she's being yotze with that. She's been samech on these poskim, said many poskim say she could be yotze even though it's a different time zone. So she's not. So that's it. So she's not lighting, and she's not even going to be in the house. She's leaving the house where she's staying. She's leaving the house before this madlaka, going to the chasnul, whatever it is, or going to wherever she's going. So she's yotze, but she's not. She's not there. She's not present to hear the brachas. See, if she could be present to hear someone's brachas, that person could be motzi her with the bracha she'asa nisim, and then she'll see his neiros, and that's fine. But if she's not, there's a question: should she make a brachas haroah? Because she's being yotzi the mitzvah back in Miami or wherever her husband is, wherever her home is, and her husband is lighting. She's being yotzi with the mitzvah, so maybe she doesn't need to make a brachas haroah. She's being yotzi the mitzvah, and he's making the brachas. Or do we say no? But she's not hearing the brachas or saying any brachas, so perhaps she should. So that's a shy on the poskim. And l'maisa, she wouldn't, if she has no way of being yotzi, she wouldn't do it. But the best thing would be if she could hear somebody else making the, even somebody, as I said, someone who in the house where she's not staying at all, where she can't be yotze, she just she on the way before she goes to the chasid, she goes and visits a friend who in Eretz Yisrael there, and spends some in friends, and she's at a friend's house b'shas halakha. She can't light at a friend's house, or she can't be yotze with her friend's halakha because her friend is she's not staying there at all. She's visiting there for an hour, but she could be yotzi the berachas haroah. Let the person who's lighting be motzi her with the bracha she'asa nisim, and she'll see those lights and she'll be yotzi that bracha. So, okay. But in terms of that, the mitzvah, the chi of hadlaka, she's yotzi with her husband's lighting, and the same the other way. People, the same poskim say as well that if let's say the person is lives in Eretz Yisrael and he's currently in Chutz La'aretz, so. He could be yotze even though when the hadlaka in his house is happening, Let's take a chance with the wife is traveling. The wife comes to America for her niece's chasna, and her husband lights in her house in Eretz Yisrael. So even though he's lighting, it's not even that night for her yet. It might not even be Chanukah yet if it's the first night. He's lighting at whatever time. Let's say it's 6 p.m. or 5 p.m. in Yerushalayim, and here in America it's hours before. It's the middle of the day. But many poskim say you still yotzei it that way. It's a machlokas poskim, yes. I'm not saying otherwise. But many poskim say that you could be yotzei that way. But certainly,
specifically for a husband and wife.
Well, no, it's for any of the bnei bayis. So in other words, a child as well. If a child is out of the house, child who's so mechal shorid, he lives at home, he could be yotzei with his parents with his father's halakha as well, when even if he's out of the house. That's in fact, somebody asked me this year, it was one night of Hanukkah, and he was home, and his wife had been out of town, was flying back that night, and she'd be back a few hours after the Zman Hadlaka, and one of his children was staying in a different city, staying overnight, and so I told him, look, you could light Bizman, and everybody's yotzi. Now, if the wife is coming back and she'll be back during a reasonable hour when you could at night, so then there is a tzad to say that you should wait for her because in order that she could be mishtatev in the hadlaka mamish and see the neiris etc. and be like a more chelik of the hadlaka. And in fact, that's the famous psak we know from a number of gedolim say that one should wait for his wife certainly if she's. If she wants that, let's say a wife works, and the husband maybe also works, but he works or he learns in Kollel, but he's home earlier. Either he's home maybe b'shas hadlaka, or even if not, he's home earlier, and she's not going to be home for another hour or two. So there is an inyan to wait for her. If again, certainly, if it makes a difference, then she'd like you to wait. Then there's definitely an inyan. Else the shalom bayis, the famous psak that the. Chavetz Chaim said over from his Rebbe, Rav Nachum, that he saw that he waited for his wife, and the limit being because if the din is that says that Shalom Bayis is Docha Ner Chanukah, so certainly should delay the mitzvah for the enhancement of Shalom Bayis. So okay, but let's say the case is the wife is. For whatever reason, she's not going to be home for many hours, and maybe the husband's even going to be asleep by the time she comes home. Or, whatever the situation might be. If he does light bizman, she's yotze, even though she's not present in the house. And the same thing with his children, the yotze. And it is really any ben bayis. If a person is a ben bayis in someone else's house, they say a boarder who's there, for the school year, or more, is part of the house also. They pay room and board, but they're now a chelik of the bayis, and they could be otzi with the hadlaka as well. If a person is an achsanoi, a person is there just temporarily, they're not there for a prolonged period of time. They're just there for a couple of nights, a night or a couple of nights during Chanukah. Then they have what's called an achsanoi. So an achsanoi. If they're not going to either lights on their own, or they have to be mishtatef. They have to be mishtatef with the lighting of the balabas, which means either give some money to the balabas and to acquire a chelik in the shemen and the psilis, or make a physical kinyan and lift it up. And it's interesting here that it works just to give money, although we paskin that ma'os are not kone by metaltalin. You can't buy metaltalin with money, at least you can't make a kinyan on it. If I give you money to purchase a metaltalin, a movable item, it's not a kinyan. I have to make hagbah or mashicha or another type of kinyan. You could buy karka with money, but you can't buy metaltalin, even though mitaraisa most are konas, but the rabbanim made exera that most are not konas by metaltalin. But by a dvar mitzvah, it is. By a mitzvah, you could be kona a dvar mitzvah with most, and therefore you could be mishtatif in Ner Chanukah. If you're there, you're an achsanoi, you're staying in that house now. You're not just there you know, like the friend I said, the wife who went to the woman who went to visit her friend in Yerushalayim on the way to the chasna, she's there for, you know, for a short time just visiting. No, you're staying over. You're staying over there that night. So then you could light in that location or be mishtati. But there you need to be mishtati because you're not part of the Bnei Bayis, and you certainly wouldn't be yotzi if you're out of the house, you know, without being mishtatev. But a person who's part of a household is yotzi with the halakha of that household, even if he's not there. Now, the way the Philip Ashkenazim, we follow the Mahadrim Mimnahadrim, which says that ner lecholecha ve'echad, right? That that even people that are home, at least when it comes to all the males in the house, each one lights on their own, right? We're not yotzi typically. A son who's samech l'shulchan aruch is not yotzi with his father's halakha. Normally he'll light his own neiros. So who are them when a person's away from home, he would want to light his own neiros if he could. I'll say the nimhadrim nahadrim. So for example, like this, we spoke about a case of the wife's traveling. Let's say the husband's traveling, and the husband's in another city overnight. So technically he could be yotzi with his wife's halakha. Women are chayiv in the mitzvah of halakha's neiros chanukah, as are men. And therefore, she could light, and he could be yotze. But since there's a din of mahadrin menahadrin, so he would want lechatchila to light his own neiros where he is. The thing is, though, it's not so pashut that he could light with the bracha, because if his wife lit already back home, so he was really yotze. So the Mishnah Berurah says one of two things: either don't make a bracha, meaning try to light where you are, and at the time that the balabas is also lighting, have the balabas be motzi you, light your own menorah, so you could be the, you know, mahadrin menahadrin, but have the balabas be motzi you with the brachas, because technically your wife lit already, you're yotzi with that, or light before she lights. If you know that you're lighting, your wife hasn't lit yet at home, at that point you could still light. I don't have to wait for my wife to be motzi me. I'll light my own menorah, and I'll be yotzi with my own menorah. But if you didn't do that and your wife lit already, so then you should preferably have someone else say the brachas for you.
Well, I have two questions then. If you light first, when she lights, can she say raha?
Yeah, because she's at home. She can't be yotzi with her husband's hadlaka when he's lighting in a different city.
Okay. And can somebody take you out of Hawaii if you don't want to? Because if he's lighting, means that he's not agreeing to go out of his obligation with that hadlaka.
So well, the shaila is, though, I mean, you don't have to be mechaven for that, probably. You see, you're saying a good point, because otherwise you could ask me, well, why is it that if a boy at home, I said that all the men at home, or the males at home, light their own menorah. Well, how could they do that either? Once their father lit, technically they would say, right? Neri Shabeso is the technical mitzvah. So there it says that it's ki'ilu, since you're ragil to light yourself, it's ki'ilu your kavana not to be yotze. We mentioned this once in a previous year because we spoke about the famous Tshuva Rabbi Akiva Eiger, where he discusses, among other things, whether you can make a bracha on heed or mitzvah, right? And let's say a person lit the first ner and he forgot to say the bracha l'hal ner shel Chanukah, and could he still make a? And but he, it's the second night, so he has one more night, or it's the third night, so he has more nerus to light. Could he still say the bracha l'hal ner, or could he not? So Rabbi Akiva Eiger clears a few nekudos. One nekuda is, could you make a bracha on hidur? Right? I did the ikur mitzvah. I lit one there. But I still have the hidur, the mahadrin, of lighting, you know, keneged the days. And so l'char, even though I lit one there, but I forgot to make a bracha, so if I can make a bracha on hidur, I should be able to make a bracha on the other neiros. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, well, maybe you'll bring me a simple raya. Obviously you can make a bracha on hidur. Why? Because how is it that every, like I said, a boy, a 20-year-old boy is living at home, makes his father lit, and then he lights with a bracha. Aye, that's only because of mahadrin menahadrin, right? He's not a chayiv meikra, then he could be yotzi b'ner yishu l'beiso. He's only lighting with a bracha because of mahadrin menahadrin, and yet he's making a bracha. So you see, we're making a bracha on the hidur. So why should it be different than the balabas himself? If he forgot to make a bracha and he lit one there, but he still has to light the other neiros, why can't he make, you know, it should be pashing to make a bracha? Right? So Rabbi Akiva says, no, it's not a riot. Because there, since it's rogil that the sun lights, it's ki'ilu he had mamish kavana, he had kavana not to be yotze. But that's where it's built in. In a case where a husband happens to be out of town, it's an unusual thing. It's not the regilus. And And if he maybe where he is, he won't even be able to light, isn't he? He didn't, you know, if he didn't bring a menorah or whatever, or it might not work out that he could light. So maybe he will want to be yotzi with his wife. So there, he would at least have to be mechav. And maybe if he had kavana, or especially if he tells his wife in advance, light for yourself, have kavana, don't be motzi me. You know, maybe okay then. But that's Mr. Bruce doesn't give that eitzah from what I call. His two eitzahs are either the husband should light first, or the husband should have someone else be motzi with the brachas.
I'm assuming also that the Baal HaBayis is only mighty, for example, his wife, the first of the Hadith Gemara, but not just Nisim. Otherwise, how would she make karacha on Riyah?
Well, that's what I said. It's a shadowish. Lamaisa, we would tell her not to. If the husband's lighting in the house, even if the wife is, you know, not there and she doesn't hear the brachas, she would not make a bracha shasanisa. It's a shayla in the poskim. Lamaisa, we tell her not to because it could be she's yotze, even though. So this works either way. Again, husband, wife, husband, either way it works. They won't keep mosi. I could ekach that there's the famous shayla in the poskim about, let's say, the case where the wife is home b'shas halakha, and the husband's not. He's not back yet from work, or not back yet from kol, or whatever it is. And or he went to a chasna that night, and he's not going to come home till 10 o'clock at night. His wife's home at the Shas HaLaka, so should she light? Or, well, let's look at the most simple case, not even 10 o'clock. He's coming home at half 8. He can't be home at the Shas HaLaka. He'll be home at 6:30. He can't be home at the Shas HaLaka. He'll be at 6:30. It's, you know, normal time. It's not super late. So some posts can say, but no, his wife should light. Comes to Shas HaLaka. It's more important to light bisman than to be the one to light, right? More important to light bisman, but many don't say that, especially in chutzlars where we light indoors, and we're lighting for the bnei bayis. In areas is where they light outside, so the ikkar halak is for the bnei rishis harabim. So there, this man is more of an ikkar factor because, you know, it's like the original mitzvah ash tichla regel min hashuk. That min hashuk, literally lighting for the people in the shuk. So, even though many poskim say ad shetichla regel min hashuk, nowadays is also got extended because it's the regilas that people are out on the street much later. But b'chol zos, the zman there is considered to be more of a factor. But in the chutz la'aretz, we're lighting for inside. So lamaisa, I think it's much more common that if the husband can come home late, the wife will not light for him. And it could be, like I said, you know, just like I said before, that the husband should wait for the wife if she wants him to, else shalom bayis. So, you know, who didn't fakir it? Certainly, if the husband doesn't want his wife lighting for him before he comes home, then we would not advise that she do.
More for Simonisa as well, if she would wait or he would wait.
Well, it depends if you're lighting, and if you're lighting the window anyway, so you do get the person means. So the,
oh, even for outside.
Yeah. Okay, so fine. So we've established that that a person can be yosi even if he's not home, and as long as the madlikin olav bebe, so he could be yosi. But let's say the husband and wife are both away, and they're so, you know, the extremely common case that they go away for Shabbos Chanukah. Many people travel back to the parents, back to the in-laws, or wherever it is for Shabbos Chanukah. So, or to the children, to the married children, for Shabbos Chanukah. So very often, they're not eating and sleeping in the same house. Sometimes the children come and the parents don't have enough room in the house for it. Maybe two or three married couples are coming and they don't have room for everybody. So some of them will sleep at a neighbor's house down the block. But they're coming to be by the parents. They're not coming to spend Shabbos with the neighbor down the block. They're coming to spend Shabbos with their parents, their in-laws, and that's where they're eating the sudas, and that's going to be their main kvius. So we would say that's where they should lie. They should lie to the place where they're eating. In general, the Ramas is in Tafrei Shayin Zayin that a person should light b'makom she'ochel, so that it's like, say, a person has two makomos. A makam achila and a makam shina, and they're basically equal in terms of his frequency or whatever in each one. So shleipa makam achila. So certainly, if you're going out of town and you're going, as I said, you're going to spend Shabbos with your parents, and that's where you're eating. Just that you're not sleeping there because there's no room in the house, but so you're sleeping somewhere else. But that other place is just a convenience, just a place of lodging, of sleeping for convenience. So you light where you're eating. If a person is out of town and he's basically staying one place and that's his kvius. But while he's out of town, he eats somewhere else. Let's say he goes to Shabbos or a few days with a friend, with a couple that family that he knows out of town, and he has some other people in town that he's friendly with, and so someone invites him for a suda one night, for a dinner, or for one night of Hanukkah, and he goes there. So he's away from home. He's not in his own home. He's sleeping in one place, eating in another place. So there, you could argue that even though he's eating in this person's house, but he's just invited there for the meal. He has no kvius there whatsoever. His kvius is where he's sleeping. He's staying one place. That's where his stuff is. That's why he's out of town. He's out of town to be in this house. This particular night, maybe his parents are going. His parents went to a chasna when he's a bacher. Well, no, that's not a bacher. Let's not pick a case. Okay, a friend, a couple goes out of town and to spend a few days of Hanukkah with good friends that's in a different town, and they're eating there as well. One particular night, their hosts have a chasna. They say, really sorry, but we're invited to a chasna tonight. They know it in advance, so this night we're going to be going out. So they got an invitation. They have other friends in town, and they got an invitation to eat by the other friends, but they're not. Or they go to a restaurant. They go to a restaurant. They go out to eat because their hosts are out. They're not going to ride at light at the restaurant, right? Or they go to a chasna in that town, in the town where they're visiting. Not going to light in the chasna hall if they have a kviyah somewhere else. A person who has no kviyah somewhere else, a person who's going out of town for a chasna and he's not staying over anywhere. Let's say a person is driving. There's a 7-hour drive from his house, and he leaves in the middle of the afternoon, drives 7 hours to attend a chasna in a different city, really good friend, or a relative, whatever, and he goes to the chasna, and that's where he eats and enjoys himself, and then he turns around after the chasna and drives home and gets back home, and it's morning already, right? He leaves the chasna at 1 o'clock or 12 o'clock, whatever, he gets back home, it's 6 o'clock in the morning, 7 o'clock in the morning, it's day. So he wasn't anywhere. He didn't sleep anywhere. He didn't eat anywhere, except that he ate in the chasna hall. So there are posts that say light in the chasna hall. That's your only kvias in this town. You have no other kvias in this town. You're eating here. So some posts can say you could light there. Not the person who lives in that town, and instead of going straight home that night, he's going from his office, he's going to a chasna, and then he'll come home at 11 o'clock at night. He can't light in the chasna hall. I mean, he has no shaykhus. He lives in the city. He just didn't go home yet because it was more convenient to go straight to, and time-wise, he went straight to the chasna from his office, or from his kollel, whatever, he went straight to the chasna, and he's not coming home till 11 o'clock at night. He can't light in the chasna hall. There's no shaykhus there. But the person who comes from out of town, very well can. It's okay. But again, getting back to our friends, we're wishing jumping from one to the other, but hopefully the concepts are coming out. But our friends who are the people who are visiting friends in the other town, and they're staying in someone's house out of town, and they're going to a chasna, so they'll like where they're sleeping, because that's the way they're more their kavua. That's where their stuff is. So there's the rule of lighting where you eat is modified by where's your main kvias, and if it's clear that your main kvias is where you're sleeping, then that, which leads to a shaila. What about a yeshiva bacher who dorms in a yeshiva? He lives in a yeshiva out of town, and he dorms there. So there's a dining room where he eats all his meals, and there's a dormitory. Not to mention the Beis Medrash, but he's not lighting the Beis Medrash. He's either lighting in his makom shena where he sleeps in the dormitory, or he's lighting in the dining room. Where should he light? Now, let's leave out safety factors for a moment. Meaning, let's say that he could light in the dormitory in a safe way. There'll be a shomer or whatever. Maybe we'll get back to that. But assuming that safety is well taken care of, so now the shaila is, but what's the better place to light? So this is a big machlokas poskim, and In Rosh Shmuel Feld's Sefer, he brings down that Rabbi Aaron Cutler Zatzal held the Yeshiva Bacha Shalait where they're eating, the dining room. That's the makom. That's the main makom. And that's a sober. I didn't see it in Sabbath. It's sober. I didn't see Rechovas the Dar Paskins that way. I did see Rosh Shmuel Kamenetsky Paskins that way. The makom achila, the dining room. That's it's like this Ramah, that between the makom achila, makom shena, the makom achila is the bigger kfias. Eat in the dining room. Light in the dining room. And that's what a number of Paskin Paskin. But others say not like that. Prominent amongst the Rabbi Shlomo Feinstein that's selling two tshuvas in when it's in Or Chaim Chelek Dalid. I just saw them recently, so I think it was Simon Ayin, and the other one is the same volume, which Yoredeya Chelek Gimel. I think it's Simon Yedalid, or maybe I have the Ayin and Yedalid reversed. But there's definitely a tshuva in Or Chaim Dalid and a tshuva in Yoredeya Gimel. In both tshuvas, Rav Moshe says very emphatically that a bacha yeshiva has to lie where he sleeps in the dormitory. He says the dining room, that's he doesn't have a real. He says even if he has a set seat in the dining room, but the dining room he has no kvias. It's much too communal. His dormitory room where he sleeps, that's private area. That's his private space. And even if he shares a room with other boys, with other bachurim, but that's much more of a private set place. And Ramashi says even the best thing would be, he says, if he would light within the section of the room that's his, like light right near, you know, near his bed. But he writes, but if there's a window in the room, so it's kedai to light in the window, even if the window's not mamish near his bed, because the whole room is, you know, is his area. He shares the room with two or three other boys. So that's his area. He can light anywhere in the room. And he writes there, by the way, and he says, and they have to make a goro, means they have to draw lots, who's going to watch the neiros each night. Each night someone has to stay behind and watch the neighbors, make sure that they're safe, and they should do a goro to see who.
Someone's visiting their in-laws. There's no kifias there either. I suppose, like where they're eating as opposed to where they're sleeping. Someone's visiting their in-laws and they're staying by someone else's house, but they're visiting them. So they don't have kifias when they eat there, really. It's,
well, they because they spend not just coming for the meals and saying goodbye, mom, goodbye, dad. You know, I mean they spend. They go for Shabbos.
The neighbor's place is not his place.
Right. Hopefully they're going to spend most of the day, unless
the yeshiva has his room, so.
Yeah, I mean, certainly the wife hosting space can spend most of the day. The husband, hopefully, spend most of the day in the base medrash, you know, with the local kolel. But the wife will spend most of the day in her husband's, or I mean, in her parents' or her in-laws' house, hopefully.
So I went to New York Thursday with the family for Shabbos. So my father hosts a Hanukkah party in Muncie. So I couldn't, and I was sleeping in Lakewood. So I got to Muncie before Mincha, and I would only be in Lakewood 2 o'clock at night.
So,
set up in the hall of place.
Okay, so there you can say, because you're away from home, so you have, you know, it's a Shalom Malkam Mechil and Malkam Shein, and you're not gonna. So then either one is your temporary home, and you're not gonna. It's not practical to light, you know, in where you're sleeping. You won't be there very late. So then you can light where you're eating. Okay, that would make sense. But that's because you're out of town. If you were in town and doing a similar thing, you couldn't do that. You have to light in your own. You can't go to a friend's house or to a Hanukkah party in a shul and light in the shul if you have a home in town. It's only when you're out of town. But that's what you are.
What about if all the bachurim are lighting together in the night?
Rovam. That's not really what Rovam means. Rovam really means when everybody's being yotzi together, one mitzvah, like Mikra Megillah, one person is being motzi a whole bunch of people, or kiddush. But if everyone's doing their own thing anyway, it's not really called Rovam.
Like more
no, the person they can all go and look, but it doesn't mean that you should. So I don't think that would be the machriya. So it's Machlok is Gedol, and Rav Aaron Cutler said light in the dining room. Rav Moshe Feinstein said light in the dormitory, and so either way, a person does it. You know, with of course with the yeshiva's permission. I mean, some yeshivas won't let they forget about who's Gorolo. So Paul Hagorolo Yona, forget about Gorolo. Nobody's lighting in the dormitory if you want to be able to stay in the yeshiva. So it's not even, you know, it's not up for discussion. Some yeshivas. There are yeshivas, they don't light people light anywhere. They just have one menorah in the base medrash for everyone. There's because of unfortunate historical events, tragic historical events as a result of Hanukkah, Neros, whatever it is. So, but assuming that they did, so you have the machlokes. Okay, but so we cover most of these possibilities. Let's just think for a second.
I wasn't clear on the husband and the wife. Do they have to both have kavanah, the one who's lighting and the one who's awake? you know, let's say the husband's away and she's not aware that she's away to her husband, and she's not aware that she's being guilty by her.
I don't think so. I don't think they have to have that because it's really automatic that locker works. For the Bnei Bias, including her husband. Fakarat, the question is, could you have opposite? Let's say you want to lie yourself. Could you have opposite kavana with that help? But I don't think she has that specific kavana. I mean, it's not the halakha that she does in the house. We'll see her husband. Okay. I just say, well, one chiddush I saw that they in the Kovetz Halachas, or the Pesachim of Shmuel Kamenetsky, he says there that he's talking about a single man who lives on his own, and he eats out. You know, eats out. He gets invitations different times for a dinner, and so he says normally he's got a light in his house where he lives and sleeps and everything. Even if he's not eating there that night, but Friday night he says it's different. Friday night if he's invited out to eat, so the Suda Shabbos is more of a kvius. It gives him, just the fact that he's eating there gives him a kvius in that house, and he can live in that house. Very interesting. And we do find, you know, Achila Shabbos is kovei, Achila Shabbos is much more of a chashivas, but that's the first time I saw that legabe hichos neres chanukah, that it gives him, this makes his bias, this is his bias now, and that he can light there. But and I think that not everyone agrees with that, but that's a psak from Mishmuel, and that's safer.
Does a person in that situation needs to participate in the mitzvah, like putting money, buying a helek?
Well, he was thinking about the person lighting himself. No, I'm saying the person can light himself in that house. Because that's like his bias. Since he's eating there Friday night Suda, that's much more chashiv than just eating stam a meal, than eating there on a Tuesday night, even a Tuesday night during Chanukah. It's more chashiv, and therefore that's what it means. Yeah, if he wants to be yotzi with the halakha of the Baal HaBayis, he does have to be shtater. He's not part of the Bnei Bayis. It's just... it's his home, but he's not part of the Bnei Bayis of the Balabas. Okay. I think there are other cases that maybe could I have mentioned, but I don't remember right now. So let's just mention one or two other things. Legabe the Berachas Haroeh, there's a very big shaila. We discussed this in the past Chanukahs, but mentioned again that it's a very big shaila if when you are making a Berachas Haroeh, does it have to be that you're seeing Neros that were lit within a half hour? Meaning the Iker Mitzvah is the first half hour. So there are other poskim that say that you could only make the Berachas Haroeh if on Neros that a person lit within a half hour. So you're making a bracha on the Iker Mitzvah. After half hour already, it's just a hemshech of the Mitzvah, but it's not the Iker Mitzvah, you can't make a Berachas Haroeh. But a number of poskim disagree with that and say as long as the Neros is, there's still people in the street, so that it is a hemshech of the mitzvah, it's still a kiyum of the mitzvah, right? I mean it hasn't been tichla regel menashuk yet by today's standards, so there's still people seeing the Neros, so it's still Neros shel mitzvah and you can make a bracha. This is a big shaila in the poskim. Another shaila,
you're never making a bracha on the Neros themselves, they sing Shasa Nisan, which is...
I know, but you can only do it when you say Neros. You can't just say Shasa Nisan in the middle of the Shuk on Hanukkah, right? You can't just say the bracha. It has to be linked to seeing the Neros, either lighting the menorah or seeing the Neros. Right? There is what you mentioned. There is a discussion in Shechianu. If by every Yom Tov, the din is we say Shechianu on the Kedusha Sayom, even besides the Mitzvah Sayom. Yeah, by Pesach there are mitzvahs also, and matzah and haggadah and mar, whatever. By sukkah is also mitzvah sukkah, usually if it's not raining. But on Shavuos l'mashal, there's no mitzvah sayom, but we make a shechianu. Shavuos night was a shechianu on the tzuma shayom, on the kedusha sayom. We make a bracha shechianu. Yom Kippur, right? We make a bracha shechianu on Yom Kippur on the kedusha sayom. So what about Chanukah? What is it, Machlokas?
Someone
can see the Shekhyon,
but
not the Shuk. By Chanukah or in general?
Well, the Gemara was talking about Chanukah, and then Barney Rav Nachman was of the opinion that they were trying to prove that Rav Nachman holds it, he can see Shekhyon, but not the Shuk.
But again, you show it on Chanukah or on one of their golem?
On the golem.
On their golem. So, but the Mishnah Berurah brings the idea that even of Chanukah, of perhaps that even on Chanukah you could, meaning if a person forgot, the din is if you forgot to make the bracha the first night when you light, so you wait till the second night. You make the bracha when you light the second night. And you forgot the second night, you light the third night. All the way up to the eighth night. The person forgot or didn't realize he's supposed to say Shachianu. And the eighth night, if he becomes aware of it, or let's say a person for whatever reason couldn't light, then for sure then, when he lights on the eighth night, he makes a Shachianu. But let's say all eight nights passed, and now it's the last day of Hanukkah, by day, and he needed to make a Shachianu the entire Hanukkah. So the Mishnah Berurah, if I didn't remember exactly, find where it is inside right now, but he brings the idea, I think he brings the Meiri, of making the bracha on the Itzuma Shel Yom, even in the Shuk. Let's just see very quickly. I'm not saying exactly what he holds because I didn't see it inside now, and I wasn't planning on mentioning this, so I didn't look it up inside. So I'm not saying what he holds, but he does. He does discuss the concept here. Maybe we could. Maybe it's right over here. Second. Here. It's in the Sharet Siyan. It's in Tuf Resh Ayin Vav Os Gimel, where he says, "Omnam im erizeh b'lel shmini." Unfortunate circumstances, but Shaila was a couple that has a child who had to be hospitalized, and so the first night of Hanukkah, Thursday night, the wife, the boy's mother, spent the night in the hospital with their son, so she wasn't home already. B'shas halakha, she was already out of the house, so her husband lit in the house, and she was yotzei, and fine. And of course, he said three brachas, including Shachianu. The second night, Friday night, the husband was in the hospital with the son. He left the house, obviously, before Shabbos started and got to the hospital before Shabbos. And he was going to be Friday night in the hospital with his son. And his wife was going to be at home. And she was, with the other children. His wife was lighting at home. So now she's lighting for the first time, physically lighting for the first time. The first night, she was yotzei, but she didn't hear the brachas or anything. So the tashishe shechianu. Because the first time she's lighting, but she's not the first time she's fulfilling the mitzvah. She fulfilled the mitzvah the previous night, but it's the first time she's lighting. So it's the shayla. The bottom line, the Mishnah Berurah says, Safik brachos lahakel, not to say shayla. Since she was yotzi the mitzvah already, and yotzi the mitzvah with the shechianu, even though she didn't hear the shechianu, but he says, Safik brachos lahakel, and she should light the second night and make two brachos, but not to say shechianu. Maybe you could. Okay, there is an eitz possibly a way of getting out of it. So we discussed this one before, but okay, that's there's a general shaila.